This week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the guys from Tricor. To the Rock for Him podcast. I am your host, Sandshoes. And as you can see, we are missing one of our co-hosts. She seemed to think it was more important to go see her favorite band ever and miss these guys. I disagreed with her, but she went anyways. Kira, I hope you're having fun going to see Bloodlines. So enjoy yourself, and we look forward to having you back next week. But I have my good friend, my brother in Christ, the man, the myth, the Mohawk. That's right, the big boy, Jeremy Brown. Jeremy, what's going on, brother?
Glad to be on.
I think this is 3 weeks in a row you've been on, bro.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, glad to have you. But as you can see, our special guests tonight, we have Aaron, Charles, and Maine, the guys from Tricord. Guys, how's it going?
What's going on?
Pretty good. How are y'all?
Glad to be back.
Yes.
Feels like it's been a minute since we've talked to you guys.
It's been a hot minute, man.
South Georgia hot minute.
I was going back trying to figure out when the last time you guys were on. And, I mean, I think it was like season two. It was like 3 years ago that we had you guys on. Man,
so. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Yeah. And even that time we were on, the last time we were on, it was just some random time. Weren't we like filling in or something?
I think we posted, hey, our guests can't make it. Does anyone want to jump on? And you guys were like, we'll do it. So, but we kind of love that. I mean, honestly, we love it when bands are just like, yeah, we'll jump on and we got to just wing it. Although I will tell you that sends Kira into a panic. Because she is a researcher, she digs into bands. She finds stuff that literally the bands are like, we did that when? Like, what? When did we do that?
Dude. Seems we dodged the bullet.
Yeah, we did.
We don't need none of that right now. I told her she had to send her research to me today, but she never did. So, and she was quite bummed. She's like, Jeremy, you were supposed to book a lame band so I could talk to these guys. And, well, he didn't. So,
No. I'm glad we're not the lame band. I mean, we're lamer than Bloodlines. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I would have missed me for Bloodlines as well. So,
listen, that is her favorite band, so we cannot give her any grief about it. Before we get too far into the show, I just want to let the viewers and listeners know that if you want to, we are live on Facebook, we're live on Twitch, we're live on YouTube. I have them all up on this other screen, so if you want to drop a comment or a question for the guys in there, we'll be watching. We'll toss it at the guys. Let's confuse them. Let's make Maine cry. Let's really put the put
screws. That's not hard
them.
To do. Right.
Anyways,
please don't make me cry tonight.
No promises, Maine. No promises. Anyways. Oh, hey, we got a first comment already. Jennifer Walter says, what up, boys?
What's up, sis?
Oh, we are so glad you guys are on tonight. Because I got to ask you, this latest song that you guys put out is phenomenal. Liar.
Aww.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because it's honestly been crushing the top 15 chart since it dropped. I mean, really, it has.
I guess not everybody's 15 points.
Go ahead.
Y'all are me.
We usually just let Jermaine do all the talking. We just sit back and look pretty.
That's what I do on the show. I sit back and look pretty. I let Jeremy do all the talking.
Liar is kind of like, well, I guess after, you know, Fix Me and What You Got, you could tell we're kind of changing direction in our sound and beefing things up a little bit. Liar just so happens to be one of the songs that is going in that direction of us with new metal and rapcore. We're currently working on a 12-track album, and of course Liar's going to be on there, and it's getting a little spicy. We'll just put it that way. As far as the track, our old bassist Peter, he kind of had the brains of the operation for it, and kind of passed it down to us, and we're like, yeah, we could definitely cook with that. So we put our sauce on it, and that's what we came up with. Jermaine, you want to add something to
Yeah, of course I
it?
So, Liar, can you guys hear all the extra background noise coming from my end?
No.
Seriously? Okay, cool.
How can you hear with those headphones on?
Bro, this mic that I'm using is picking up everything, and so I'm just making sure you guys can't hear it over there.
Oh no, you're good.
Nope,
Oh
you're good.
man, it's my ADHD cannot handle all the extra I'm hearing in my headphones. It's so distracting to me. Well, I'm glad no one else can hear it. Cool. Anyways, so Liar, man. So just to piggyback a little bit off of what Charles said, Liar is just this song of kind of a gut punch to Satan and the enemy, and just saying, like, we know you're a liar. We know that the things that we've been fed all our whole entire lives have been lies. And we want to try to replace these lies with the truth and who the truth of God says that we are and stuff. And it's just another, just like what you got, it's another fight song, another anthem, pretty much. Sorry, guys, I'm sharing the podcast to make sure people are tuning in.
All
No,
good.
you're
We
good.
love it. Share it out. So, we're again, Jennifer says a 12-track album. I am so here for it. I think we all are. Like
Yeah.
everything you guys
Uh-oh.
have released has always been fantastic, and you guys get better with every single release that you guys
Oh.
have coming out. Like I would have to say, growing up, I was not a Christian, but I was, I had friends that were that listened to Christian music. And just to be perfectly honest, it was horrible. It really was.
Yeah,
It was like the cheap,
the
it was like the cheesiest music that there was. And I honestly think that we are living in the best time for anything Christian music. I mean, you
90s were good. Oh, yeah.
guys, 13 Minutes, you guys are all just Crimson Overtone, you guys are all just raising the game. Like everything you guys do gets better and better. And you guys just don't sit back and be like, all right, we're just gonna throw something out just to get people to buy it. It'll have my name so people can buy it. We can tell listening to your music that you put heart and soul into your songs.
Yeah,
So,
man.
yeah. So, can you tell us a little bit about this album coming out? Because now I'm excited. Now I'm like, oh, more tricord? Yes, please.
Tricord
Okay. And. And.
we'll just say there's a few collaborations that are going to be on the album. That when people hear and see who it is, they're gonna be like, wait a minute, they collabed who? At least what, three of them, Jermaine?
Yeah.
Other
Oh
than
yeah.
Liar?
Oh yeah, for
Oh
sure,
yeah.
man.
Other than Liar.
Three
Other
other
than
than
Liar.
Liar. Yeah.
I will say that the one you did with Leviticus, that was not
Annihilate. Oh man.
dude, that was so good.
Oh man, dude, I appreciate it. Dude, I was actually bumping Annihilate this morning heading to work.
That
It's just it's a fun song, man. It's such a great
was
song.
so good. Sometimes you just got to run it back.
All right. You just gotta
That's the only Easter egg I'm going to give.
Yeah. Man, we got some really cool stuff working on. Now, I'll say this, we're not entirely done with the album. We are in the pressure cooker. We do have an anticipated release date, but I'm not going to say that right now. but we are diligently working. We're working with our collaborators. We're working with we got a couple of different producers that have been wonderful with us and helping us with the project. Shout out to Jeremy Waller, who helped take us that extra step and that extra notch, and we love you, man, and appreciate you. And we got some other pretty cool people that have actually reached out to us, which is the wildest thing, man. Like a couple of producers with some really cool catalogs as well who have reached out to us and are trying to help us make this thing a reality. And I like what you said, Jason. Like we've had the discussion numerous times here recently. We have, like, for instance, we have, you know, what, four more songs in the chamber, ready to be shot out. But it's one of those things where we're trying to not really take our time because we ain't got a lot of time. We're trying to get this done. But it's one of those things where we're like, all right, is this going to be album worthy? All of us have had the mindset of we want to put out a non-skip album. When I think of like just a good album, like one of my favorite albums to always reference to is Linkin Park's Meteora album. To me, Linkin Park's Meteora album was a non-skip album. It was my favorite album probably by Linkin Park. Not that I didn't like anything after that, but everything after that was phenomenal, great to me. But that album specifically, I can listen to it to this day probably and not want to skip a single song on it. And so I want when we put out this album, because we got, well, again, 12 songs, man. 12 songs is, that's a lot of songs. And yeah, a few of the songs that are going to be on the album are songs that are already out, which is cool. So you already have some familiar songs. But we just want to send a message with this album, man. The album's going to be called Shipwrecked, and it's kind of funny. So like our EP is called Into the Storm. So with Into the Storm, Corey was actually the one who came up with this idea, and I was like, dude, Corey, that's the most brilliant thing you ever said. But we went into the storm, and we kind of dropped the Easter egg and a hint to what the next album's going to be in our Into the Storm music video. As a matter of fact, at the end of the Into the Storm music video, we have some dialogue that's spoken between us after we just shipwrecked on this island. And so it's Shipwreck's going to be like this really cool thing. It's just going to tell this really cool story. And man, I want to reveal the heart behind a glimpse of the heart behind us writing this album and just some stuff that God has shown us and whatnot, and what to do. So we're going to have this banging, like in your face kind of type deal thing for pretty much the whole album. And we wanted to end the album on like this really amazing, epic, like better than Untitled kind of ballad of a song. And at the end of it, we want to you know, send a message and just invite people to, if they've listened to the whole entire album up until that point, that it wasn't a mistake, that and share with them the gospel and share with them that their life has meaning and purpose. Like even at that very moment of reaching the end of that album, to listen to that song and call people to repentance and challenge hearts to turn their lives to Christ and stuff. So it'd be cool. So it's gonna have this like rapcore nu metal like feel like the whole entire album, and like bam, right in your face, this heavy like worshipy sounding song at the end.
Take my money right now.
Right,
Where's my wallet?
right.
I want it. Like, I want it in my hand right now. Now. So, when can we look forward to that? I mean, I know you guys said you're not quite finished with it yet. Are you thinking by the end of the year, beginning of next year? Like, what are we looking at?
I guess I'll go ahead and reveal it. Our anticipated release date for the album is going to be August 21st. Whether that happens or not, I guess it's going to be solely up to the amount of time that we just continue to push and commit to this, and just trusting God's plan and his will. Like, dude, when I tell you, like, songs are flying out of us left and right, man, just coming out of the woodwork, out of us and whatnot. I want to say Aaron within the last week or two has like dropped a couple of nasties that I'm ready to just us to work on, man. And it's just been like that, man. Like, me sitting and writing lyrics and stuff, lyrics have just been coming off the top, man. We're hearing songs, we're writing songs, and we're like, oh, we need to reach out to this person, see if we could get if they wouldn't mind being featured on the song. I think this would be a good fit for them, man. Oh, this would be a good fit for this person or that person, man. Like, I think it's really cool. We are doing quite a few collaborations on this album, and all for good reason and all for good purpose. We just kind of feel like that's a thing that we should totally do. Just networking with the people that we've been able to meet and connect with, and just grow and just build. It's cool. It's been cool too, because one of the people we've talked to about featuring, and it was so cool. I love stuff like this. The stuff like this doesn't. I've never been the kind of person who hears critique or hears, criticism and takes it to heart. I use it for passion to make me better personally. So one of the features we reached out to, we sent them, I was like, man, listen, it's just raw skeleton. Like, I'm gonna send you some raw vocals, raw skeleton. We're gonna add more stuff to it. And as the song's being produced and whatnot like that. And I was like, so just understand it's still just the shell. And that person called me, and I was like, oh snap, he's calling me. And he called me and stuff and was like, hey man, like I love the song, I like the song and all like that, but I believe you guys can do better. And he was like, it's not that I think that I like, he's like, I've heard the stuff you guys put out, and he's like, I know this is just a shell, and I know y'all are gonna add some really cool stuff to it, and it's gonna be like this really huge, really dope song. But he was like, I believe if you guys, he was like, I feel like that's more of y'all's older stuff, the way that that sounded. He was like, I think you guys can do better and give me something more towards what Tricord is trying to sound like. He's like, I'm totally down to be a feature. I want to be a part of it. But he was like, that just sounds like y'all's older stuff. Give me something new. And I was
Nice.
like, okay.
I love that.
No, just real quick to kind of piggyback off that. That was one of the that was one of the kind of fires that was lit under me when that was revealed to us. I was like, we need to kind of focus on, on where we want to be, not on where we come from. And and it was I'll tell you, being the new guy, it's kind of weird. I don't want to. I come from a different background. Like my background is like New York hardcore, like heavy. I'm a heavy guy, and so I was just like, I was given the green light to just write me, just be me. Play like when we play live, I play me. And it's I'll tell you what, that freedom, getting that constructive criticism. A lot of bands shy away from that, but we were just like, there was the fire, and all of a sudden it was just like stuff just started rolling, rolling,
Right.
rolling, like just came pouring out, man. It's just like, Holy Spirit driven. Just it's been one of the most fun things I've ever done being in a band has been these last couple months. Ever since we got that negative comment, I was like, oh no, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's been pretty awesome.
Love that. Well, that actually kind of brings us into our next question, because you said it was Holy Spirit driven. But before I get into that, I just want to tell you what we have been hearing as far as like a podcast and radio show goes. When we have people on and we ask them, what are you excited for coming up, besides your own band, what are you excited for? A lot of people are saying we're excited to hear what Tricord's got coming out.
No,
That's
And
awesome.
I mean, and
Oh.
that to me is, exciting, because, I consider you guys family. and to have someone say, "Oh, I can't wait to hear Tricord's new stuff," I'm like, "Yes, that's what I'm talking about." So,
oh man, that's humbling, man. It's super humbling.
I mean, you know, people can see the effort, the time, and the love and the care that you guys are putting into your music, and they're excited for it. So, but you know, one thing that we always ask, and I know last time you guys were on, we asked this, but can you guys share your testimonies with us just really quick? It's a really important part of our show. We want the listeners to know how you guys came to know Christ.
I was just going to bring that up, Jason.
I know. I'm sorry. I sold the thing.
Go AA, Ron. They don't heard it from Charles and I before.
Yeah, I'll go first. So, so I grew up, I guess technically I was Catholic. I'm from the New England area originally, and I grew up Catholic, but my parents got divorced when I was super young, so we had this issue. We had an issue with a priest. We were busted. It was me and my mom and my little brother, and so we went to this. I'll share. We went to this the church food bank, that church we went to every year. And I mean every Sunday, you know, we were there. My mother would give no matter what, and they turned us away because my parents were divorced. And so, you know, you got to remember, you know, this was a different time. You know, this was quite a few years ago. So that kind of, you know, my mom left the church, so we left the church, and I grew up outside of I didn't have no Jesus for a long time. And then I always knew that there was something, because there was always this little voice in my head when I was about to do something stupid, you know, on the left side, I'd always get nudged to the right side. You know what I'm saying? And one day I was living in San Diego at the time, and I was driving to work, and I couldn't get the stupid radio to go off the Christian station. And I was just in a bad spot. I was just struggling. Like, there was just a bunch of stuff going on. And I was just like, I was so mad. And it was like probably four or five times I would just hit the search button. It would go right back to the same stupid song. And I was like, it finally just hit me. I pulled over on the side of the road. I was on the 52 in San Diego. And I just lost it. I was crying my eyes out. And I just told God, I said, I can't run anymore. It's just, I'm tired. I'm just tired of running. And that, you know, that kind of, that was the impetus of my story. You know, it's not, I don't have a super awesome, you know, prison story or anything, you know, nothing. I was relatively straight laced. You know, I did have a big issue with drinking when my first daughter was born. I just kind of lost it, but, you know, God pulled me through, and, you know, my wife stayed with me the whole time. And, you know, she's the prayer warrior of the family. You know, and as much as she prayed is just how much grace God gave me. And it was just awesome, you know, and even, you know, my walk is just every day. I just try to be better with God and for God than I was yesterday. You know, I try to be better today than I was yesterday. And sometimes it's sort of half a step, but, you know, a lot of times it's four, five, six steps, you know, and even, you know, me finding Tricord was it was a total God thing. You know, my wife had been praying for me to find something. You know, playing in worship teams is great, but it just wasn't where I was, you know, where I needed to be. And she was praying for me to find something. And you know, I hired these guys for a gig for my other ministry, and we just kind of made a friendship. And actually it was a pretty awesome event. I ain't gonna lie, some pretty awesome things happened there. But, you know, and then I just got the phone call. You know, Maine called me one day, and he's just like, "Hey," and it was like, I think the first time actually he called me, the first time I turned him down, because it was like, it just wasn't the time. And then he called me a little bit later, and I was like, "Yeah, let's go." And it's been awesome ever since. Like, just boom, you know. And the ministry side is what really keeps me, it fills my heart, you know. Because the playing's fun, and, you know, I think I add a heaviness to the band that, you know, it didn't have before. And that's great. But afterwards, you know, just meeting with people, praying with people, just, you know what I mean? That's really where, for me, that's the God part.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
I want to correct you on two things real quick. First, Your story is awesome. Don't think
Thank
it's
you.
not, because every salvation story is awesome and it's special. And
Amen.
two, I'm rebuking you for saying no to Maine the first time. Look at that man's smile. How do you say no to that?
Well, you know, honestly, I just, I was, it wasn't the right time. And it was probably only what, 4 or 5 months later that it was the right time. But at that time, it just wasn't right.
Yeah.
I get it. Like when
And
we
honestly,
started.
I came on just to help him out. And it just, you know what I
We
mean?
threw him to the wolves.
Oh yeah, he did.
Great.
Yep.
Oh, hey,
Bro,
that's
I
how we
get it.
typically do people, though.
Trial by
Yep.
fire.
Trial by fire, man.
Yeah.
Listen, if
Yeah.
people get done in like that, because I am not a planner, and so like, I just have this. I'm just very spontaneous, like all the time. We can have something planned out, and then I'm like, "Oh yeah, let's do this now." And everybody's looking like, "Where did that even come from, man?" You never know what kind of adventures you're going to go through with us because of me and my spontaneousness.
I get it. Perfect.
Yeah, that's
Who
fact.
wants to go next? Charles, you want to give?
Well, I've been saved and baptized for quite some time, but I still had some things I needed to work out, and Jermaine can attest because he got to witness it about what, 2 weeks and 2 days ago. 2 weeks and 2 days ago, we were on tour with Ignescent and Dose of Adolescence, and we had played in Tennessee and then Atlanta, and we actually stayed with Evan from Crimson Overtone the night we played in Atlanta. Well, after that show, we went to the gas station, and I've been trying to quit nicotine for God knows how long now. And I went in the store, and Jermaine's like, "What are you getting? Dip pouches?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "You don't need it. You don't need it." And I felt such heavy conviction because I was like, "I know I don't need it, but I want it. My flesh is screaming for it right now." Well, the next morning, we got up, went to the gas station while everybody was doing their thing. I had what I'm calling my last cigarette at about 7:30 in the morning. And Jermaine and I were riding together on the way back to Jessup to get ready to head to Jacksonville to play the last stint of that tour. And we were listening to 2819 and different sermons and stuff like that, some praise music. And this one song came on, and it was like a two-part song, but it said, "What would you do if Jesus was in the room?" And there was just some moment that we shared together. The spirit was definitely with us, and it just broke us down tremendously. And I was ready to give things up, but I kept having this urge to throw my cigarettes out the window, even though Aaron was behind us. He probably would have been like, what is going on?" But I had those little dip pouch things in the door handle. And I was like, I'll get rid of the cigarettes, but I'll hold on to the dip pouches just in case I have urges or whatever. And there was a moment of silence where I felt like the Lord told me that I'm a slave to no one but myself. And in that moment, I said, "Okay, God, what do I need to do?" And he spoke through Jermaine to me. He said, "I know what you're going through right now. The reason you have not been delivered is because you're trying to hold on. You have to let go." So that urge to throw the cigarettes out the window grew increasingly the closer we got to Jermaine's house, to the point that when we pulled up, I grabbed a whole pack and a half of cigarettes and that can of dip pouch things. As soon as we pulled up, got out the truck door, went to the trash can, threw them all in there, and said, "It is done." And it was 2 weeks and 2 days ago, and I've yet to have any nicotine or anything. But when that happened, there was this, it's hard to describe. My insides felt like I was being washed, like I was a rock in a waterfall, in a river, just water, just I was becoming free. And matter of fact, when we played Jacksonville, at Murray Hill that very night or the next night. I think that was the most we've ever felt freedom on stage.
Oh yeah.
It was probably one of the best experiences of worshiping through Tricord Ministry at Murray Hill the night after that happened.
Love
So
that.
full surrender.
Love it. That is awesome. Man,
That night
what
was
a
absolutely insane, man. Like
It
the
was.
freedom, man. It was total freedom, man. Total
Yeah.
freedom. You could feel it. It's so beautiful, just like how God, even before that tour, man. I'll even go and chime and say, God always works long before we get to the point of surrender and before the point of just releasing whatever it is that we need to release. I mean, Satan does the same thing. The enemy does the same thing. People who fall into addictions and people who fall into, for instance, like being vulnerable with me, like I used to be a porn addict and stuff, and dealing with that. I don't, anytime that I would ever get to the point where I was watching it, it was always thoughts that I didn't take captive that led up to it and stuff. And same thing with God. Like w that moment of freedom happened, I would say the Sunday before the tour even happened, when we were all having a phone call, and just God had been dealing with some stuff in my heart and working with me through some things in my heart, personally, and where we thought we were just having a normal meeting. A phone call me, and it ended up being just, I don't think there was a dry eye on
No,
the
there wasn't.
phone. We were all jacked up, man. All just jacked up, man, of God just dealing with our hearts, man. And I would say, just to kind of pick up where Charles had left off, like a year and 7 months, year, 8 months, something like that ago, back in 2024, a lot of people who follow us saw, 2024 was a huge year for Tricor, man. We were like constantly on the road, man. We, you know, dropped those two bangers, Fix Me and What You Got, and it was just, things were just growing exponentially for us, man. And God put it all to a halt because of the condition of our hearts, man. And a lot of times we I'm so grateful for just God's sovereignty, man, and his mercy, because
We're with you, bro.
He just loves us so much, man. And I'm so grateful that he loves us so much that when we're out of alignment with him or not being obedient to him, that he corrects us, man, just like a good father corrects a son in whom he loves, according to the word. And so I'm so grateful that he put a stop to everything in 2024 so that he could show us our hearts and get our hearts realigned, man. There are things that happened in 2024 that I would have never thought in my wildest dreams I could do or would happen and stuff like that. But when we aren't keeping our hearts in check and keeping ourselves centered in the Lord, man, then our whole entire lives are in disarray, and they're just ugly messes, dude. And I'm just so happy that I serve a God that loves me so much that he creates beauty from ashes, one, as Isaiah tells us. And I'm so glad that I serve a God who loves me so much that he makes all things work together for the good of us all who love him and are called according to his purpose. And sometimes that goodness doesn't look like, blessings on blessings on blessings. Sometimes it looks like, no, sit your butt down, because you got to get that heart right before I could let you go any further. No, this is about to hurt. I'm getting you out of this relationship or this situation because it's not for your good. It's not going to benefit you in the long run. I see something you don't see. No, set that down. Surrender that to me. Surrender your life to me. Surrender yourself to me fully before I can elevate you or put you into this next place or this next season that I have for you and stuff like that. And it's a hurtful thing. God's definition of goodness is totally different from our definition of goodness, man. And, you know, just thinking about how, for real, how beautiful that is, man. And he really is a merciful and good savior. Even when it doesn't feel like it, even when it hurts, even when it's uncomfortable, he just loves us so much, man. And I'm telling you, man, one of the greatest things you could do for anybody listening to this episode, or for anybody who's, you know, going through some stuff right now and you just don't understand why you're having to go through it, just surrender that heart. Surrender your heart fully to God and trust God with it, man, because God created every intricate part of you. So there's no sense of if God is telling you to let go, then let go, because he knows something that you don't know. And if we quote these scriptures and we sing these songs about trusting God and calling him good and all these things like that, but if we really truly trust him, then trust him. He's going to, God's like, I'm going to put your money where your mouth is. You're going to sing that song, but I'm going to make that song hit you a little differently. Just like, you know, Untitled, our song Untitled. For like the last year or more, Charles and I have been having dialogue about stuff. And I'm like, man, Untitled hits different in this season to me. It hits different in the season. When I first wrote the lyrics for Untitled, I wrote it from perspectives of people, from our testimony as a whole, as a band, but like from testimonies of other people and stuff like that, and fragments of our testimonies and things. And, but man, like just really listening to the lyrics of Untitled. And like, I remember I was in the truck one day and I was boohoo crying, listening to Untitled just cause it hits differently in this season that I'm walking through, because man, like, the version of me from 2024 to the version of me now, I just got to question so much about my spiritual walk, man, and just where I thought I was, man, and just it keeps me humble. I think is what I'm looking at. It keeps me humble because I never want to be that man again. I never want to be someone who's just surface level in my walk. My desire is to go deep, man. I'm so sick and tired of surface level Christianity, and I'm sick and tired of mediocrity. And I really just long for the heart of the Father, man. And the only way that I can get to the heart of the Father is by allowing him to prune my heart and constantly. Constantly let me down to me.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Oh, man. I don't have words. Hey. It's hard to follow that up, but you guys just came back not too long ago from ExotoFest. Let's talk about that for a minute. How cool was that?
Man, Mexico was awesome.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's no air up there on the top of that volcano. That was fun.
What was that meme? Dubois is lit. Mexico was lit.
was that was your second time up there, right?
No, we didn't get a chance. We had the opportunity to go last year, but when we went to go try to buy the plane tickets, we had the Tricor community supports us good, man. Now, shout out to the Tricourt community and for all the love and support that you guys always constantly pour into us, man, and pour into this ministry. Thank you for those who understand that it's, first of all, that it is a ministry and not just some dudes who are trying to go make some noise on a stage and, you know, get famous, because it's really not what it's about. For those of you guys who truly see our heart and truly support us and see the mission that we're after, and thank you guys, first of all, especially y'all, man. We love y'all at Rock for Him, man. Y'all are dudes, bro. Oh, like you said, man, we're family. Y'all are family to us, man. I appreciate the connection that we have, even, you know, apart from being on a podcast with one another, you know, just checking in on one another from time to time and just making sure.
Yeah.
And not just making sure that we're okay as man, but making sure that we're okay in a spiritual, in our spiritual walks, man. Accountability, man. You guys are accountability partners to us, and couldn't appreciate you guys more for that. But anyways, where was I going with that? Mexico. Mexico.
Last year.
Yeah. Last year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Tricourt community showed up, helped us raise the funds for Mexico. But by the time we got the money to race up to go, the ticket prices like almost tripled, so we weren't able to go. So we didn't go.
I couldn't remember if you guys went last year or not, but
man, I wish we did. We were
close. I wish we would have.
Yeah, would have prepared us better for this year. Yo, so like y'all know how like hyped I get on stage and stuff, jumping around and everything. first song, man. The first song, I was like fighting for air. I was like, God, please, no, not like this. Not on top of the volcano.
So what you're saying is a fat guy like me would not make it up there. I would just be wheezing.
This is how close I was to not making it. It was rough. It was rough. But, man, I loved every minute of it. I'm surprised I ate the things I ate there. Like, some of it, I don't even know what it was. Aaron told me to eat some stuff. I thought it was queso, but it was, like, probably the second hottest thing I've ever eaten in my life, and I was just lathering my tacos with it. But, I mean, literally anything that was put in front of me, I was just eating. I was like, okay, let's go. What is this? I don't need to know the name. It's food.
Hey, let me let y'all know. Charles is a chicken nuggets and steak kind of guy. So for him to like eat the stuff that he ate in Mexico is a huge deal.
Love me some Mexican food now, boy.
Charles, bro, you trusted bandmates. They put food in front of you and you're like, all right, I'm eating it. That's rule number one. Listen, if Jeremy puts something in front of me, I am not eating it without testing it to make sure that it's safe.
You know what? In fairness, Aaron was the one that told him. And in fairness, Aaron is like the level headed one of the band. So if Aaron would have got me too, I wouldn't have questioned him at all. Aaron would have been like, hey, try this. I'm like, oh yeah.
He's like, you have to try it. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't lying. It was good. It was just, it definitely was not queso cheese.
It was this white, it was like a white salsa thing that they made. It was cheese in it, but it was like, it was pretty spicy. It was a little on the spicy side, just a little bit. It, you know, but it was, man, it was banging. Everything was banging there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, coffee, right. Everything. Man.
I hate Listen, American food now because of it.
Love spicy food.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. I can just sit there and eat jalapenos and it's like nothing. My brother once brought me what he said was, it's just like a jalapeno. Just go ahead and eat it. It was a habanero. I had no idea. I just pounded this thing down. I'm like, oh, that's delicious. And then I'm chugging a gallon of milk. He literally started wheezing. He was laughing so hard.
See, that's a good brother right there. That's a good brother.
Yeah, right?
So, unfortunately, we are quickly running out of time. So, I want to ask you, what comes next for you guys? You guys got any shows coming up, which I know that you do?
KCF!
KCF!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, we just had so excited for KCF last week, and he was talking.
So am I.
So, yeah, tell us about it. How excited are you guys to play again? How many years have you been there?
This would be year number three for us, man. Yep. This would be our third consecutive year at KCF, man. It's It's an honor, man. Like, it's a really cool thing, dude. Everybody who's in the rock and metal scene know that KCF is just one of those festivals you want to get on and have to get on and stuff. And to be able to say that we have the privilege, and man, 3 year, we're a three-peat, man. That's so cool to me.
Yeah.
I
Like a
really am.
family reunion.
It is,
It
man. It's like
is.
a huge
It
family
is. Yeah.
reunion. It's the coolest thing. KCF, the atmosphere of KCF is just, it's just, you literally feel like you're at a massive family reunion. Not with just the bands, but the fans that come year after year, the
Yep.
staff at
A1
KCF,
Ministries.
A1 Ministries is top tier, man. Top tier.
For sure.
We love going to KCF. It's definitely a blessing to be able to be invited. For a three-peat. It's so cool.
Love it. Yeah,
Like,
when Chris was on last week, he had hinted that they have a special band that he was not allowed to say who it was, but he was dropping hints, and me being a moron, I was not picking it up. And he keeps texting me, "Have you figured it out yet?" I'm like, "No, I've watched the video like five times." He's like, "Bro, I keep giving hints." And yeah, I'm like, "That's why I'm the pretty one of the show, not the smart one." So,
yeah.
yeah, excited for you guys to be at KCF. Do you guys got anything else coming up other than KCF? Any other shows that people can look forward to?
Breaking Darkness in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yep.
We're going to be on ResFest in September. The day, I want to say it's the 11th, February, September 11th. Oh man.
No.
Yeah, September 11th. I think so. Is that right?
I have to look at the
Yeah.
itinerary.
The other one is going to be Ignite the Revival in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Oh man, dude. Okay, Jason, brah, you would love this one, dude. So check this out. It's a Comic-Con that is, but all the actors and stuff like that, and actresses who are a part of it, they're all like Christian actors and actresses. Like, what was it like a couple of years ago? 2024. In 2024, we went to it.
The Newsboys.
Yeah, when Newsboys headlined
Oh
that one.
yeah, they had the people from like Dragon Ball Z,
The
the
Power
chick from
Rangers were there.
Cantu, the Power Rangers.
It was cool, man.
Jermaine got on stage with the Newsboys.
Why you said it so salty?
Well, hey, you told Michael Tate when you grow up you want to be like him, so I mean.
That was before I
Limited
knew.
time. We gotta
I didn't say
go.
I didn't say I wanted to be like him. I said I want to do what you're doing. But now that's
Even
fantastic.
then.
That's even worse. Oh my God,
Stop
that's even worse.
sounding mean.
That's
Stop
even worse
talking.
now. No.
Okay, this year they're supposed to have the cast from The Chosen.
Some of the cats from
Wow.
Chosen.
And hey,
I
real
need to call my
quick,
homeboy Chris to see what's up with all that.
we got a comment on Facebook from our friend Becca
Oh
Slick, who
God.
says she is so proud of you guys. You've come such a long way.
Thank you,
Aw,
Becca.
Becca,
We
no,
love you,
seriously.
Becca.
Hey man, we love you, Becca. So, fun fact, the first time we ever met Reclaim the Day and met Becca, man, we she they were coming, they were on tour, and they were coming to Murray Hill Theater in Jacksonville, Florida, and we connected. That was the first time we met Crimson Overtone as well, and got connected with those two bands, man. Becca, thank you so much, because you we were on a podcast, Lithos Cry, with Glenn, and that episode actually dropped too, today. And we were thanking Glenn too, because Glenn was one of those, like early people who like really saw goodness and greatness in us and really pushed us and stuff. Becca, thank you so much for the same exact thing, for picking up us little country boys and helping us to get our
Not too
faces and names out there. You're a big part of where we are right now, and I appreciate you, girl.
I can say the same. She has been awesome to us too. She actually
Jason,
played it.
you're
Is my mic out again?
It's working now, but it wasn't.
Okay. I can honestly say Becca has done the same thing for us. Reclaim the Day was the very first concert we hosted. And I've told this on the show before, but when she went up to play, when they went up to play, Marcus is up there playing. Becca grabs the mic, goes to scream, power goes out.
No.
Resets everything. Marcus is playing. Logan's playing. Becca grabs a mic, power goes out.
No way.
Three times, power goes out. Like,
we're going to do it one more time. Grabs that mic, just starts to sing, power goes out. I was just sitting there like, I can't believe this is happening. These people are going to think we're jokes. She's like, all right, I want everyone to gather around stage. She sat at the edge of the stage, gave a gospel message. And she has been so encouraging to us.
That's awesome.
Ever since then. Like, always reaching out to us, like, hey, how you guys doing? Is there anything we can do for you?
Yep.
Constantly introducing us to people. So Becca is one of our favorites.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I love their heart, man. Her heart is definitely beautiful, man. I love how I feel like one of the things that, you know, God has really called me to is just help him really build the kingdom. And she's a kingdom builder, man, 100%, sure. Dude. And she's an inspiration to look up to, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are quickly out of time here. So I want to ask you guys, how can we be praying for you? Let's start with
Jane. All right, man. Cool. Individually, obviously, you know, I would say all of us would say this, you know, pray for our families. They for the sacrifices they have to go through to do what they do, so that we can do what we do. Pray for Charles and I. Charles and I have had a really cool work opportunity. So, you know, at night, everybody knows me as Maine from Tricord, but during the day, I own a remodeling business, and God has really opened up some incredible doors with that. And just continue to pray for God's hand on that, for his mercy, his grace, for favor, so much favor with it all. And that we're able to accomplish the task that we set forth, man, and it all be for the glory of God. And, you know, of course, man, we definitely need tons of prayer to stay on the grind so that we can get this album done. Mm-hmm. I think we can make it happen by August, but it's going to take a lot of work. And hey, make sure you guys buy our specialty t-shirt so we can afford to pay for this album. Hey, make sure you guys, and thank you for everybody who's purchased those shirts. The only way you can purchase those shirts is ordering them from us. We will not have those at merch tables. And we still got quite a few left. So please definitely make sure you guys order them so that we can afford to pay for this album. And features aren't cheap.
We'll put links to all that on the show notes so people can go and buy it.
Yeah, man.
All right. Aaron, how about you? How can we be praying for you?
So I guess the biggest thing for me is just, just pray, just like Link Maine said, just pray for my family, pray for, you know, cause they're sacrificing a lot, you know, and honestly, I'm just happy to be here, man. And, you know, I just pray for that the Holy Spirit keeps, you know, downloading the stuff musically that we need, to make this album happen. You know, cause this, the stuff that we have so far has been good. And I think once it's done, it's going to be great. And, you know, and we're really not, well, I'll just speak for me. I'm just relying on God to make it happen. You know, and when it's out of my hands, it seems to come out a lot better. So, you know, just pray that I can keep that focus. Love it. Cause I got a lot going on in my life.
As do we all. And we saved the best for last. Charles, how can I be praying for you, brother?
Family, of course. I guess I'll go ahead and spill the beans. If you guys would pray for my future son. My wife and I are expecting in November.
Hey, I hear Sand Shoes is a great name for a little boy.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he's gonna have something crazy. We done ran through about 100 or so. But just continued growth, kicking the habit, that I don't look back and just continue to grow and look towards God. And for all of our families and traveling mercies as we get ready to start hitting these next few festivals and stuff.
For sure. All right.
Oh, wait. Speaking of that, if you all want to pray for a vehicle for us, like a reliable vehicle,
Oh, yes.
yes, Lord. Yes,
we are
Lord.
desperate need of a reliable vehicle.
All of our trucks are crying every time we hit the
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, I am going to go ahead and close us out in prayer. Unless Jeremy wants to. Jeremy, you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll pray. Let's
Do
go
it,
ahead and
brother.
close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the time that we've got to hang with our brothers in Tricord. Lord, continue to be with their families, Lord. Continue to provide for all the guys. Lord, continue to just give them what you want them to say, how you want them to play, Lord. Give them the music that you want them to write. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless their ministry and everything they do, and for everyone that they meet to feel your touch, Lord, and to bring about the finances for a vehicle, Lord, a trusty, reliable band vehicle so they can get to shows, Lord. And for traveling mercies when they go out and play these shows, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for what you did on the cross by sending Jesus to die for our sins. It's not anything that we deserve. Lord, we just pray that everything we've said tonight has glorified you in some way or form. Lord, until we can be together again, keep us all safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, guys, I just want to thank you all for joining us, guys. This has been awesome. Thank you. Remember, for those watching and listening, thank you all for joining us. If you want to, and if you would, please do us a favor and go on YouTube, hit the subscribe and like button, share our episodes, comment, go on Twitch, follow us, Facebook, all that. And also, May the fourth be with you.
Beautiful, man.
Oh, listen, I had to take off my Darth Vader robe because it was too hot. But anyways, tune in next week. I don't even know who we're gonna have, but I know Kira's gonna be back. And I just want to remind you all that if you're gonna rock for
Rock
him.
for him.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Coming up next week on Rock for Him, we talk to the guys from True Revival.